Manderson Cooper, welcome to the podcast, a 360 exclusive. He came face-to-face, eye-to-eye with a rifle-wielding student and lived to tell about and possibly prevent the murder of other students. Also, the ridiculous. Let's get started. Tonight, we're learning just how close the University of Central Florida came to a massacre. Today, campus police released this video showing the moment they entered the dorm room where 30-year-old former student still living on campus had just committed suicide. And once inside, officers not only found his body, they also said they found an arsenal of guns, ammunition, and explosives, along with a chilling checklist suggesting that that guy was one step away from a rampage on a massive scale. The officers were there responding to a 911 call from his roommate, who I spoke with just a short time ago today. We're going to bring you that exclusive interview in a moment. But first, Ed Lavandera takes a closer look at exactly what happened there.
Just after midnight on Monday morning, the fire alarm starts blaring inside this dormitory at the University of Central Florida campus. Arabo Babkani calls 911 after he looks out of his bedroom to find his roommate pointing a gun right at him.
My just pulled a fire alarm and he's got a gun out.
All right, where are you at?
I'm in the University of Central Florida in Orlando. The fire alarm went off. I opened the door to see what was going on. And he's there with, like, some sort of, like, gun, like, large assault gun. I don't know if it's a real gun. I don't know what it is, but I just saw it. I slammed my door shut and locked it.
All right. And are you in your room now, secured in your room?
Yeah, I'm in the bathroom.
When campus police arrived at the scene, they make their way to the gunman's dorm room. This might be disturbing for some to watch, but police find 30-year-old James Oliver Sivukumaran lying dead on the floor from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. They also found that he apparently was planning a massacre. Police say there were four homemade bombs inside a backpack, multiple firearms, and hundreds of rounds of ammunition.